Today's shir is Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, 12 lines from bottom. In the previous shir, we had discussed the subject of zugus, of drinking, eating, doing things in pairs, that Chazal teach us is a sakana. It's a sakana for mazikim, which are shadim. It's a sakana for kshafim. And the Gemara begins now to discuss a situation, what someone should do if he's not quite sure if he had drunk in pairs or not. Amar Avinu Mishmei Derava, Zugi L'Chamra. Some say that if somebody is uncertain if the amount of cups he had drunk were an even amount of cups or an odd number of cups, he should drink another cup. For if he had drunk an even number of cups, now by drinking another cup, it's an odd number, and he has no concern of zugus. If, on the other hand, he had drunk an odd number of cups, even though by now drinking this cup, he ends up with an even number, it falls under the status of nimlach. Nimlach, as we learned previously, is when something is not drunk in one set, but it's drunk in two separate sittings or in two separate acts, they do not combine. The Amrila and others say, Zugi Lakula, when somebody's not sure if he drank an even number or he didn't, he should not drink another cup. Why? Because as we learned yesterday, man de kapti kapti bade, whoever is particular about zugus, to him it's an issue, and with him there is a concern. Man de loy kapti, but if somebody doesn't show that he cares about, loy kapti bade. So if he drank indeed an even number of cups, but if he doesn't do anything about it, he shows he's not particular, he's not makbid on it, so he has nothing to be concerned about. On the other hand, if he now does drink an extra cup, and let's say previously he had drank an odd number of cups, and now this extra cup that he drinks turns it into an even number, and it also shows that he's concerned about zugus. So he's concerned about zugus and drank an even number of cups, which would make it a real issue for him. Therefore, the best thing to do is not drink, according to this version, any extra cup. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rav Yosef, Trei dechamra v'chad deshikra, if somebody drinks two cups of wine and one cup of beer, lo mitzdarf, they do not combine. Beer, being less significant than wine, cannot combine with wine. On the other hand, Trei deshikra, if he drank two cups of beer, v'chad dechamra, and one cup of wine, mitzdarf. Since wine is more significant than beer, it can combine with beer. V'simonach. And the way to remember when something can combine and when something cannot combine is to follow what we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Kelim. The Mishnah Masechet Kelim discusses that different materials have different minimum sizes in order to be susceptible to be makabel tumah, to contract tumah. A mat made out of reeds is makabel tumah unless it's only when it's six tfachim. A hide contracts tumah when it's five tfachim square. Goat's hair when it's four tfachim square. And cloth requires three tfachim square to makabel tumah. So the Mishnah teaches us that let's say we have one tefach of goat's hair. It does not combine with two tefachim of cloth to make it susceptible to tumah. Nor does one tefach of hide combine with three tefachim of goat's hair. However, one tefach of cloth does combine with three tefachim of goat's hair to make it susceptible to tumah. And similarly, one tefach of goat's hair combines with four tefachim of hide. Because teaches us the Mishnah, Zeklal, this is the rule, Kalam Chubala, whenever a different material attaches itself to material, Minachomer Mimenu Tamei, if the material that attaches itself is more stringent than it, that means, if the material that combines with the existing material is a more stringent material. How do we know if something is a more stringent material? If it has a smaller size, if even at a smaller size it's susceptible to tumah, then tamei. It could combine to be makabel tumah. However, if the material that combines is less stringent than the original material, that means it has a larger size, tar, it doesn't combine. Similarly here too, wine, which is more significant, can combine with beer to take away the concern of zugus. Beer, which is less significant than wine, cannot combine with wine to take away, to rectify the concern of zugus. Amrav Nachman Amrav, Tre Kamataka, if there were two cups of wine before the meal, V'chad Ataka, and one cup during the meal, Mitztafi, they could combine to rectify the concern of zugus. Chad Mekamataka, but if one cup was drunk before the meal, V'tre Ataka, and two were drunk during the meal, Loi Mitztafi, they don't combine, and therefore the two cups that were drunk during the meal will be a situation of zugus. Maskalah Mishasha, so Mishasha asks on this, Ota Anon Tukune Taka Kambi'inen, is our goal to talk about the table, to talk about what was drunk before the meal or after the meal? Lutkune Gavri Bi'inen, our goal is to talk about the person. The Gavri comes sick of a kite. If the person ended up drinking an odd number of cups, we have no concern. Ella Omer Mishasha Tukula Mitreya Taka. If two cups were drunk before the meal and one after the meal, loy mitat starfi, they don't combine. Because since after the meal the table is no longer there, they can combine. Gihi masa to Rabban Nachmeni, where we story Rabban Nachmeni, Rashbam quotes the Gemara Masech the Pesachim, that pei vav of an aleph, where Rav Nachman Nachmeni had to run away from the government and he ran to Pumpadisa. And the government sent a messenger after him. And the messenger ended up being in the same house as Rabbi Nachmeni. In order to save Rabbi Nachmeni, they gave the messenger two cups of wine. And as we're learning now, two cups of wine is an issue of sugus. And the messenger, the Gemara says, what happened to him was that his face turned upside down. His face turned backwards. And then Rabbi Nachmeni said, since he is a messenger of the government, we have to pay respect to him, and we have to remedy him. So he said, bring back the table and give him another cup of wine. Now, if one cup of wine, even drunk after the meal, can combine with cups of wine drunk during the meal, there should be no reason to have to bring back the table. The fact that the table had to be brought back is an indication that wine after the meal cannot combine with wine drunk during the meal. Amar Yehuda Meshmul, Kol HaMozik, all mixed beverages, Mitztarif, can combine with each other regarding Zugus. Chutz min hamayim, except for mixed water. Water, cold water mixed into hot water mixed into cold water, is not considered a mixed beverage, and that cannot combine with the other cups. Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu mayim, even water can combine for zugus. However, Rav Papa says, Lyamarin, when can water be considered a mixed beverage that it can combine with other mixed beverages? El Chamim El Gai Kariri, if hot water was poured into cold water, or Kariri El Gai Chamim, cold water was poured into hot water. Av Chamim El Gai Chamimi, hot water poured into hot water, or Kariri El Gai Kariri, cold water poured into cold water, Loy is not considered a mixed beverage. Omer Shlokish. Arbitvarim, four things. Somebody does that, his blood is upon his hand. He's responsible. He's responsible with his life if he does things, because these things are scones. Elohim, hanifna, if somebody goes to the bathroom, between a palm tree and a wall. The oiver beshnei the golem, somebody who walks between two palm trees. Vashoisa maish ulim, somebody drinks borrowed water. the over a mile shvuchim, somebody walks over spilled water, the filu shofcha ish befonoi, even water that his wife spilled out in front of him, we have the same concern. So the Gemara explains these things. Hanifna bein dekla koisel, somebody goes to the bathroom between the palm tree and the wall, since that's the place where Mazikin reside, he should not have gone there. Loya Morin, however, says the Gemara, it's only concern El de Lesley Abba Amis, where there are no four Amis between the palm tree and the wall, so he is intruding on the space of the Mazikin. Avla Islay Abba Amis, if there's four Amis between the wall and the palm tree, less Lombard is no concern. Even when there aren't four Amis, Loya Morin is only concern El de Leka Dirka Achrina, when there is no other place. There's no other path for the Mazikim to go. Aval ikadikra achrina, if there is another path on which the Mazikim can go, less lumba. And the Shalos Tshuvos Rav Pa'olim extrapolates from this Gemara that we see that Mazikim do not really want to cause damage. They only cause damage when you give them no choice, when you actually move in, so to speak, on their space. But they would prefer not to do damage. Somebody who walks between two palm trees, it's only when there's no Rishus Sarabim walking through those two palm trees, passing through those two palm trees, if there's a Rishus Sarabim going between those two palm trees, then that's not the place where Mazikim reside, and we don't have to be concerned about them. If somebody drinks borrowed water, it's only when a cotton borrowed the water. If it was an adult, there's no concern. Even if a cotton borrowed it, it's only in the field, where water isn't readily available. In the city, the shchichi, where water is readily available, less lombard, is no concern. Even in the field, it's only regarding water. Aval, chamra v'shikra, wine and beer, less lombard is no concern. The Daki Tshuva says the way to avoid this problem is by cooking the water or by adding a lot of non-problematic water, non-barred water, there will also not be any concern. The oiva mayim shvuchim, and somebody walks over spilled water, loya marin eld leif sekinu bayafrov, it's only said when he did not throw earth into it, v'loy tok by roka, or he didn't spit saliva into it, avlof sekinu, if he threw earth in it, oy tof by roka, or he spit saliva into it, less than but is no concern. Furthermore, v'loy amaran eldoloy avalai shimsha, it's only concern when the sun did not pass over the water, v'loy avalai shetan digri, and 60 steps did not pass over the water. Avalai shimsha, but if the sun passed over the water, v'avalai shetan digri, or 60 steps were passed over the water, less than but is no concern. Furthermore, v'loy amaran eldoloy loch v'chamra, it's no concern except when he's not riding a donkey, v'loy sai masani, and he's not wearing shoes. Av rach of chamra, if he's riding on a donkey, or v'sai masani, he's wearing shoes, less lumba, there's no concern. Says the Gemara Hani Mili, but all these qualifications are only relevant. Hecha delek lemechash l'kshofim, we don't have to worry about kshofim. Avel hecha de'ika lemechash l'kshofim, in an area where there's a concern of kshofim, Af al gav the ikka kohani, even if we have all of these qualifications, chayshina, we still have to be concerned for kishif. Kahu gavra, there was this person, the roch of chamra was riding a donkey, masayim masani, and he was wearing shoes. For gomid masayini, yet his shoes shrank, but tzava ikare, and his feet shriveled up when he went over this water because he was affected by kishif. Tana rabban, shloisha, ema matzen, there are three things that one should not cause to pass between v'loy mismatzin, and neither should somebody pass between these three items. V'elahein hakelav, a dog, v'adekel is a palm tree, v'isha is a woman, v'yeshamim afachazir, also a pig, v'yeshamim afanachash, a snake. A person should not walk between two women. or these other items. Vimimatsim, if he does, Maitakante, what is his remedy? Om Rapop, Rapopa says, Niftach Bekel, Venafsik Bekel. He should begin with he should say a posik that begins the words kale and ends with the word kale. So Rashbam says that it means the posik of kale mitzim mitzrayim, kisoafa yisraim loy, kloy nachash be Yaakov, vloy kesem be Yisrael, kais yoim el Yaakov, ul Yisrael ma poal kale. Other mafarshim say it refers to the kale erech apayim, which is said before vehib and soya, on Mondays and Thursdays, which begins with the word kale and ends with the word kale. Tosfos, however, is not satisfied with these pshatim, because Tosfos says the halacha is a misrapin b'divrei Torah. We can't use words of Torah for refuah, and therefore Tosfos quotes a shita for Rabbeinu Chananel, kale elokim Hashem atzileinu mikol ra mikol nezek asher biyadai koyach gvura ka'ata kale. Inami, or what he should say is niftach b'loy v'nafsik b'loy. He should begin with a pasuk that begins with the word loy and ends with the word loy. So the Rashbam says he should say loy ish keil v'chazev or ben odom v'yisnacham hu amav v'loyasa v'diba v'loy kamena. And again, Tosfos says that what he should say is loy t'cheni alakai v'loy t'zveini Shamreini ki isham bas ayin term ekro taneni v'al toimar loy. The Ein Eliyahu says, what's the point of these psukim that the Rashbam says we should say? So Ein Eliyahu says, because since these psukim speak about Mitzrayim, as we know, was the main place where Kishif was practiced, and we say we left Mitzrayim, we left the area where Kishif is a factor. And here we learned the halacha that a person should not walk between two of these items. Most relevant, obviously, is walking between two women, or similarly, a woman should not walk between two men. The Masham indicates that this halacha also applies probably by Goyim. He's not quite sure, but it says it's probably applicable by Goyim. Also, the Mefarshim say that if somebody does have to walk through where there are two women, or a woman has to walk between two men, but the best thing to do is that the man who has to walk between two women should take another man along with him, or the woman has to walk between two men should take another woman with her, or they should hold something. Some Paiskim say, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says they should hold something. Also, the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that if it's not that they're standing there, they just pass through, and everybody's walking, there may not be concern that the Gemara is mentioning. He also says that if there's a space of Dalet Amis between the people in the middle, or the person in the middle, and the people on the side, then the concern the Gemara is raising is not going to be relevant. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld also says that the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, besides the concern of mazikim that exists by walking, by man walking between two women, or women walking between two men, there's also kashul shicha that could cause one to forget his learning. However, he says that the psukim that our Gemara said that could be a remedy against the mazikim concern will also be a remedy regarding shicha, forgetting one's learning. Says the Gemara, Hani Betrei, the mitzvah l'ishtanida. There were two men that a woman who was a nida passed between them. If that happens, im tchilos nidasihi, if it's at the beginning of a period, he ha'regasechemhed, it will kill one of the men. Im soif nidasihi, if it's the end of a period, meriva ois b'neim, it causes a quarrel between the men. Maitakante, what's the Eitzah? Niftach Bekel, V'nafsa Bekel, as we just said. The Gra says that it says in the Megillah, V'tischalchel Hamalka. So the Gemara Masechet Megillah says, what does V'tischalchel Hamalka mean? That Esther got her period. Says the Gra, Esther got her period, and then she invited Haman and Achashverosh to a suda, with her point being that she would pass between them, and by her passing between them, she would cause them to get killed, as we just learned in the Gemara. However, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that this concern of an Isha Nida causing such terrible consequences if she passes between men is only if she's actually experiencing at that moment a flow of blood. And Tosfos also seems to indicate it's only if she is intending to cause damage. But if she's not intending to do kishuf, it won't necessarily cause such serious consequences. Says the Gemara, Hani Tway Noshi the Yasmin Prashas Trochim. Two women were sitting by a fork in the road. Chada Bahai Gis Teshvila, one on one side of the road, for Chada Bahai Gis and one on the other side. Or Mechavnin Apai Lahadadi, and they're facing each other. Vade Bekshafim Askinon, they're certainly acting in Kshafim. Maita Kante, what should one do? Ika Drika Achirna, if there's another way, Lazel Boy, you should go on another road. If there is no other road, if he has somebody else walking with him, they should hold hands together, and that's how they should pass through. If there is no other person with him, he should say, Igras, Azlas, Asya, Belusya, these are all names of different Shadim, Miskatlin were killed, Bechei Kavel with a bow. Hi man, the pogah be'itasa be'idna the sakhs mitfilas mitzah, a man who meets a woman as she leaves the mikvah, iu kadam shamish, if he is the first to have relations, achta leili the day ruach sininim, he will get possessed by a spirit of immorality. Ii kadam shamish, if she is the first to have relations, achta lol the day ruach sininim, she will be set with a spirit of immorality. Maita kanta, what is the remedy? Lema hachi, shayfa buz al nedivim, b'yisayim b'soya loydarach. And the Mashah says, in general, if somebody feels that he's having immoral thoughts, this saying this pasuk will help him. Tosfos, the Tosfos in Daf Kuf Yudam and Aleph, asks that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Masechet Bracha says that Rabbi Yochanan would sit Hashar Tefillah by the gate of the mikveh, that when women left the mikveh, they should look at him, and then when they go home and have relations, they'll have children like him. Yet here we see that it's not acceptable for such behavior. So Tosfos says a few answers. Number one, Tosfos says that Al Gemara is speaking about somebody who's leaving the mikveh. There it's talking about Shari Tefillah, he wasn't actually at the mikveh itself. Another answer is that since his kavana, his intention was that they should have children like him, there was nothing wrong. Another answer given is that it wasn't that he just, the problem is when they meet, there was intentional. When it's intentional, it's not a concern. Another Taras Tosfos gives is that Rabbi Yochanan would say the pasuk that we just quoted, Shofet Buz al Nedivim. Another Taras given is the Ritva says somebody is great as Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to be worried. Another Taras is that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows, and they covered his eyes. So since they covered his eyes, he didn't actually see the women as they were leaving the mikveh, and that's why there's no concern. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'adik Siv. The pasuk says in Tillim, Gam ke'ele begeitz ha'movos, le'ira ro ki'ati imodi. I don't have to worry about evil, even when I'm in the shadow of death. What does that mean? Zeh yosh betzel dekli yichidi, somebody who sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree, or betzel avada, the shade of the moon, can be in danger. Says the Gemara, or betzel dekli yichidi lo yamaren, el lo nofel tur dechavi elevei. The only time a single palm tree is a concern is if the shade of another tree doesn't fall on it. Avon nofel tur dechavi elevei, if the shade of another tree falls on it, less than but is no concern. Ask the Gemara, Allah Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Hayashem Itzek Dekli Yechid B'chatzer, if somebody sleeps in the shade of a single palm tree in a yard, Vayashin Etzel Levono, or he sleeps in the shade of the moon, Dami B'roishai, his blood is on his hands. Hechi Dami, exactly what is the case that the Brice is referring to? Ilem D'loi Nofel Turi D'chav Lelei, when the shade of another tree doesn't fall on it. So what does the Brice have to mention? A courtyard. A field B'sad Nami. We just learned that even in a field is not concerned. Ela Shrabina must be b'chotzer in a courtyard. Avgav the nafal tula the chavri elavei. Even if the shade of another tree falls upon it, it's still a concern. Shmamina says the Gemara, yes, under such circumstances, it is indeed a concern. Or betzila shamar lava ana. This that we said you're not supposed to sleep in the shade of the moon. Loyamar el marova. It's only on when the shade is in the west, as the Rashbam explains, at the end of the month, when the moon is on the east side of the sky, somebody who lays on the western side of a wall will be in the moon's shadow. Abdinoscha, when the shade is on the east, at the beginning of the month, when the moon is on the west side, somebody who lies on the eastern side of the wall will be in the moon's shadow, but Leslamboy has nothing to be concerned about. Hi man. The mafni agirda the dikla. Somebody goes to the bathroom upon the stump of a palm tree. Achtele l'day ruach palga. He will be possessed by a palga spirit, a spirit which causes paralysis. For high man, the matzli reish agirda the dikla. Somebody who leans his head upon the stump of a palm tree. Achtele luach tsarda. He will be affected by ruach tsarda, which, as Rashbam says, causes half the head to ache. High man the pasa dikla, somebody who steps over a palm tree that was knocked down. Imikdal, if it was chopped down, kotel, he will be killed. The ikar, if it was uprooted, miakar amayis, he will be uprooted and die. High man, hani mili delay manach kari levei. But this is only when stepping over the tree, he doesn't put his foot on the tree. Av manach kari levei, if he puts his foot on the tree, Lenslan boy doesn't have to be worried. The Gemara says that there are five shades where there are mazikin. Tula the dikli yichida, the shade of a single palm tree. Tula the kanda, the tula of a tree called kanda. Tula the pircha, the shade of a caper bush. Tula the zadisa, the shade of a zadisa tree. And ikad amri af tula the arba, also the shade of a boat. Vitula the arvisa, the shade of aravis, of willows. Klal the milsa, the rule is as follows. Kol the nafish ampei, whoever's tree has many branches, kashatule, the shade is harmful. For kol the kashat slave, and any tree whose wood is harmful, it has a lot of thorns, kashatule, its shade is harmful. Lavar mikrumasha, except for this krumasha tree, we don't have to be concerned. That afagav the kashat slave, even though it has a lot of thorns, Loi kasha tule, its shade is not harmful. Darmale shid lebra, a shade told her son, Parchi nafshir mikura masha, stay away from this krua masha tree, diihu the kotel lavach, it's the tree that killed your father, the kotel l'day, and it will kill you too. Amar Rav, Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Chazil and Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana, the parish mikula tule, he stayed away from all shades. Be parchi ruchi, the shadim that are by the caper bush are called ruchi. The bay zardisa, the shadim that are by the zardisa are called shada. The bay igri, the shadim which are on rooftops are called rishbi. Ask the Gemara Lamayin Afkamina, why do I have to know these names? Lekameya, that if I'm writing a kameya, I have to know for what shade the kameya is being written. The bay pirche, the shade that is by the caper bush, is Beryish Eloyanayim. It's a creature that has no eyes. Ask the Gemara Lamayin Afkamina, what do I have to know? Lekzuzile, if somebody can run away from it and it can't run after you because it can't see. Says the Gemara, Zim Nechada have Ozel Tzuvim Rabbanon Lefnuy Elbei Pirchei. There's once a young Talmid Chacham went to use the bathroom by caper bush. Shomid the Ka'asa Olevei V'Gozilei. He heard the shade coming on him and he ran away. Ki ozla, as it was going after him, chafkli dikva, the shade tripped and it grabbed hold of a palm tree, Savach Dikla, the palm tree shriveled up, Upakihi, and the shade burst. The Beizardasa, the Gemara said that the shade by Zardasa is shade. It says the Gemara, Haizardasa, the Zardasa tree, the Smich Lamasa, which is near the city, Loipoksa Meshit and Shady, that let less than 60 shade by this tree. Ask the Gemara Lamay Nafkamina, what do I have to know? Again, Lamitla Kameya, to write a Kameya to know what kind of Kameya should be written if somebody, Chas V'Sham, is affected by such Shadim. Hahuba Kosha, the Masa, there was a certain watchman of the city, the Ozov Koi Gabizardasa, he stood next to a Zardasa, that was Samach Lamasa, that was near the city. Olabe Sheetan Shadim is Dakin. So 60 Shadim entered his body, and he was in danger. Oslo Humarabon, so he came to one of the Talmidei Chachamim, Dlo Yada, who did not know the Zardasa, the Sheetan Shadim, that in such a Zardasa, which is near the city, there are 60 Shadim. Kosla Kameil Chachida. So this Talmud Chacham wrote a Kameil against only one shed. Sham the Tola Chigna Begavei. So he heard the Shadim singing. The Kamashri Hachi, this is what they were singing. Sudri Demar, the person wears a hat. Kitzuv Mirabonim. Talmidei Chacham had special hats that they used to wear. And Bedictim Bemar, which just we examine this person, Tlayada Baruch, he doesn't know how to make a bracha. So Rashbam says, which bracha are we referring to? We're referring to the bracha that we make in the morning by Birchas HaShachar, Oiter Yisrael Besfora, which refers to Oiter, to how we wear a hat. The Michas Elazar explains that the bracha of Oiter Yisrael Besfora refers to the Tefillin Shorosh. The Tefillin Shabarosh. Tefillin Shabarosh represent our Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as it says in the Tefillin, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As we said yesterday, Amuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite of Shadim. But they were saying that this person doesn't obviously have the proper Amuna. He can't fight the Shadim. The Shas Chuvis Marie Bruna says from here that a person should be careful that he should wear and act according to whom he is. A person who is not of that stature should not act like a Talmud Chacham nor wear the clothing of a Talmud Chacham. However, says the Gemara, also whom Rabbanan, the Yoda, the Zardin, the Shit and Shidahava, there was a Talmud Chacham that came and he knew that in the Zardasa there are 60 Shadim. Kosovlo Kamei the Shitin Shadim. So he wrote a Kamei that fights 60 Shadim. Shama, and then they heard the Karma Panim and Nachman Hachu, leave your utensils, take your utensils from here, we have to leave. Ketiv Meriri, the Pasuk mentions Ketiv Meriri, which is also a type of shade. Says the Gemara, Trey Kitfi Havadah too. Chami Kamatar, there's one that comes before noontime. For Chami Bostar, there's another one after noontime. The Kamatira, the one that comes before noontime, Ketav Meriri Shemai. Its name is Ketav Meriri. Umechsi, and it looks Bekada de Kimcha. It appears in a jug of Kamcha. Kamcha, we said it's Kutach, which is a dip made out of bread and milk, and moldy bread and sour milk. For Chodabe Baksha, and it's whirling with a mixing spoon. The Basatara, the one that comes at afternoon time, Keshtav Yoshud Tzaraim Shemai, Mechsi, and it looks, Beikarna de Iza, by the horns of goats, Fahada Bei Knafya, as a whirling sweet sieve. That's how it appears. Abai have a shock of Oz. Abai was once going, Vaz Rapapa Yemina, Rapapa was on his right side, Rav Huna B'Reidi Shmuel Dismale, Rav Huna B'Reidi Shmuel was on his left side. Taisha says he wasn't exactly on his right side because a person shouldn't walk exactly next to his Rebbe. He was a little on the right side, a little behind. Chazil who kept the Meriri, so they saw the shade, kept the Meriri, the Ka'as L'Apel Dismale, that was approaching them on the left side, on the side where Rav Huna B'Reidi Shmuel was. A Hadra L'Apapa Dismale. So Abaya asked Rapapa to go to the left side, and he told Rav Huna B'Reidi Shmuel to go limina to the right side. Amalei Rapapa. So Rapapa asked Abaya, "Anamai shnod lechoshishli? Why are you not worried about me? You're only worried about Rav Huna B'Reidi Shmuel. Me, you're not worried that I would face the shed of Ketef. Amalei at Shamtkalach. You have nothing to worry about. Since you're wealthy, the shade won't begin with you. We see that your mazel is good." The Mefarshim explained we say by Birkus Kahanim, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Gemara says Yivarecha Hashem b'mamon v'yishmerecha min hamazikim. So Pshat, what Abai was saying was, since you're in the category of Yirecha Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you with money, V'yishmerecha, He certainly will also bless you that you won't have to worry about the Mezikin. Michad B'Tamas, the Gemara continues talking about the Ketiv Shedim, Michad B'Tamas, from the first day of Tamas, at Shitzabei, until 16 days in the month, Vade Shchichi, they're very prevalent. Afterwards, Sofik Shrichi, Sofik Lo Shrichi, they're not that prevalent. Umishtakech, that can be found, Betulei the Chatzva, in the shade of Chatzuva, it's a type of grass, the Lechatzva Gramida, did not grow yet at Amma. Ubetulei the Tzafra Panya, and in the shadow of the morning and evening, the Lehava Gramida, which is not an Amma long. Ube Iker, and they are mostly found, Betulei the Besakise, in the shadow of a bathroom. Amr Rav Yosef, Hani Tlas Mili, Yov Urban Lenora. Three things cause blindness. Man the Sark Rei She Yovish, somebody who combs his hair when it's dry. Uman the Shosei Toftif, somebody who drinks the drip drip of wine that's dripping out of a barrel. Uman the Sain Masane, and somebody puts on shoes at the Maisakari when his feet are wet. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that this is only concerned if he doesn't wear socks. But if he wears socks, he doesn't have to worry about putting on shoes when his feet are wet. Tloy Bebesa, bread suspended in a house, Koshel and Yusai could bring poverty. Could Amri Inchi, Tolus Silta, if somebody suspends his basket with bread, Tolum Azoni, he's suspending his Parnosa. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach however says that if somebody puts a sandwich into a child's knapsack, he doesn't have to be concerned about this Gemara, because since the bread is not visible, it's put into a knapsack, so even if that knapsack is hung on a hook, there is no concern. Furthermore, Rav Levi Rabinovitz, the Madane HaShulchan, explains that the concern isn't relevant nowadays, because he said only in the time when bread was hanging, people would say Tola Silta Tola Mazonei, then we have a concern. However, since nowadays people don't say that, so we don't have to be concerned if bread is hanging. V'loy Amaron, continues the Gemara, it's only a concern El Arifta by bread. Ava Bisra V'Kavre, meat or fish, less than there's no concern. Urchihu, they're generally hung. Parvabese, bran in a house. When the Mefarshim explained bread made from bran, which in earlier times was a cheap type of bread, kashlin yosei could bring poverty. Neshurabese, bread scraps in the house, kashlin yosei could bring about poverty. B'leili Shabbosos on Friday night, or B'leili Revias on Tuesday night, Shor Mazikin Alei, the Mazikin are on the scraps of bread. The Likutei Maarich says that the Svarim say there's a skula for Panasa is a sharp knife. So explains, why is a sharp knife a skula for Panasa? Because when you cut with a sharp knife, you don't have crumbs. And here we're learning that crumbs could chas v'shalom cause poverty. So that's why you should use a sharp knife. It's a segula for panosa. But the Kav HaChaim says it's only a concern when they're not in a box. But if the crumbs are in a box, it isn't such a great concern. Isura de Mezoni, the name of the Malach that's in charge of Panasa, Nokachmei. His name is Nokach, which means cleanliness. Isur dan Yusar, the name of the Malach in charge of poverty, Novashmei, is dirt. Where it's dirt, there is poverty, Chas v'Shalom. Tso apuma de chatzva, Koshla Yusar. A plate placed over the opening of a barrel brings poverty. Man de shos maya b'tsoi, somebody drinks water from plates, Koshel of Rukosi, could bring upon himself this disease, an eye disease called Berkosi. The Ochle Tachli, somebody eats cress, V'loy Moshi Yodei, and he doesn't wash his hands afterwards, Mefaket Tlos and Yomim, will be anxious for 30 days. to mesoicher somebody who has bloodlet hakazus adam. The Gemara mentions many times in Shas was a very common refuah v'loy mashi yaday, and he doesn't wash his hands. Mefakat shamayame will be anxious for 7 days. There's a machlokes if somebody has bloodlet for a blood test. What's the halacha? The Sefer Lekin Kamech HaKadosh says that he too should wash his hands. However, if Shlomo Zalman Orbach says he doesn't have to wash his hands. The Shokla Mazia, somebody who cuts his hair for like Moshe Yodei and doesn't wash his hands, Befacha Tlosa Yomei will be anxious for 3 days. And Farshim say that it's not only the person who has his haircut, but it's also the barber. However, Shail Shachuvah Shevet Akasi says that if somebody just snips off somebody else's hair, like by a 3-year-old, when somebody just takes a snip, there he doesn't have to necessarily wash his hands. The Shakla Tufrei, somebody who cuts his nails, Tloy Moshi Yodei, and doesn't wash his hands, Befachet Chajoyma will be anxious 1 day. The Mefarshim says that it's even if he cuts, it doesn't make a difference if it's his hand nails or his feet nails, or if somebody bites off his nails, it's all the same. However, some Farshim Deishim of Ram says that if somebody cuts someone else's nails, then there is no chiv to wash someone's hands. And the Chazon Ish says that if only a half a nail was removed, there is no reason to wash its hands. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands, if he's a Talmud Chochem, he forget his learning, and if he's not a Talmud Chochem, he will become deranged. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even though we're being so careful and saying that one must wash his hands, he doesn't have to wash his hands 3 times like by Negelvasa. So the Shokel Tufrei, V'loy Moshe Yodei, somebody cuts his nails and doesn't wash his hands, Mefakha Joyma will be anxious for 1 day, V'loy Yodei and Michael Mefakha, and he won't know why he's anxious. Yoda Osio, somebody puts his hand on his upper lip, Dag Lefakta, it's a step towards anxiety. Yoda Pusya, putting a hand on the forehead, Dag Lashinsa is a step towards sleep. If a person has a problem falling asleep, putting a hand on the forehead can help insomnia.